good to mix in now with the rookies a little bit? I know you had some time off during the mini camp and whatnot.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I got to spend most of the time, I think there's a few new faces, you know, seeing, you know, our, I guess our second round, but our first pick, King out of, you know, Washington, and just getting to know him. I just got introduced last night. And then obviously we got a, you know, another outside linebacker who's in that same trimester. But good to get everyone together and now working towards a common goal. Obviously, you know, the offseason is a learning you know, progression for especially the young guys. But now it's kind of the same thing as we jump back into it. And but now we're working towards a common goal, and that's, you know, obviously getting to that first preseason game of hopes of getting better to the first regular season game and hopes of getting better.
Non-padded work versus padded work, Clay, what can you pull out of these first couple of days before pads go on?
Well, you know, I think it's just a time to knock the rust off, really. I think it's a time to just get reacclimated to the classroom, the plays being put in. You know, sometimes when you got guys who take some time off with their own workouts and whatnot, jumping into full pads might not be the smartest idea. So I think it's a good introductory practice or two before we turn it up a notch, put on the full pad. So it's good to get back out here and get back in the swing of things more than anything.
How about the atmosphere? You know, the fans are really big into it today. How did that feel to get out there again?
Well, it's always great. You know, it's always interesting because we, you know, we wonder, you know, if their job gives them sick days to come out here and, you know, catch us at training camp, because they're out here each and every day, which is spectacular. You know, it doesn't matter what type of success we've had in the past or, you know, failures. They're out here, and it's pretty remarkable, too, that they're able to do it year in and year out. And I think it speaks to the, you know, the fan base in which we have and why they're constantly ranked, if not number one, up there.
Clay, what kind of injury prevention stuff do you do in the offseason? Do you find yourself maybe doing that a little bit more?
Yeah, I stay in like a bubble and, you know, wrap my hands up. And the offseason is always about kind of taking two steps forward with, you know, knowing that the season is you know, you're obviously going to take a couple steps back just with the attrition involved with it. But we're all, you know, even going into year nine, always looking for ways to improve. You know, for me personally, coming off last year with, you know, the shoulder injury, you know, I think we did everything we needed to make sure it's ready to go this season. So I'm feeling confident about that and taking hits, landing on it and all that. I've had, I think, adequate enough time to have that heal up properly. And, you know, obviously we just always try and, rather than staying the same, we always try and kind of grow our program in the off season through, you know, all sorts of things. So, you know, I like the work I was able to put in this off season. I'm real excited about what we were able to do back in California, and high expectations for myself this year.
Clay, on a day-to-day basis, though, since you are a veteran, do you find yourself maybe pacing yourself a little bit because it is such a long 6-month grind?
No, I mean, you know, you don't pace yourself, obviously, when you're out there. But at the same time, you have to realize the goal that's at hand. And obviously, you know, with 90 guys on the roster, you know, you got to spread out those reps. But at the same time, you have to make sure you're getting everything you need to. And so while the reps may be down, you know, Nick and I, for instance, just took it upon ourselves to do a little extra conditioning, you know, in the weight room. So you just it's more so a battle with yourself as far as making sure you're ready to go week one. So not too big of a deal. You know, I think when you're at this stage in our career, my career, you know what it takes to get the job done, and we'll be ready come week one.
Clay, how does a young guy like Vince, like, catch up whenever the trainer's lying back out?
It's kind of similar to my story. You know, I missed quite a bit of OTAs my first year, and then I think camp my first year I missed some time as well. But ultimately, it's just about staying in the playbook, because I think the best thing you can do as a rookie is just be accountable. You know, who knows about expectations as far as, you know, what the people upstairs, you know, expect from certain players. But I think the biggest thing is when he's ready, when they clear him, is to be able to just kind of jump in there seamlessly, which is easier said than done when you're not getting reps. But, you know, that was always the thing that helped me out is, you know, I knew the playbook, so when they put me in there, was, you know, there was what I like to believe, few mistakes.
Clay, is there something you've kind of grown to appreciate given all the time you've had here as far as training camp goes? Maybe you didn't like as a rookie, but now, you know, that you've been here.
The old CBA,
there you go.
Yeah, the old two days. Yeah, no, we. I mean, you know, I tell the guys we've got it pretty good here, and that we get to train in our hometown, and on the days off, be able to spend time with our family and kids and friends, and you know, all that. So I think we have it pretty good. I mean, St. Norbert can use some updating. I'll say that, but I won't go into any more detail. But no, for the most part, you know, it's a pretty special thing, and I think Coach McCarthy does a great job of almost jumping into, after this family night, jumping into an in-season schedule, so that way we get used to the times, we get used to showing up to work on maybe taking those Tuesdays off and those Friday stay days, as you guys are aware of. So I think we've got it pretty good.
Clay, is there any sort of frustration building up over this team's inability to get back to the Super Bowl?
This guy. No, I mean, obviously that's what we strive for, you know, each and every year. You know, we're obviously disappointed when we come up short, no doubt about it, but you know, we try not to let, and I think we do a good job of not letting outside influences, you know, try and tear the locker room apart, whether it's, you know, talks of certain players or scheme or coaches or whatnot. So, I mean, we know we're right on the precipice of, you know, being in a Super Bowl each and every year. It's just about winning those games, which is, you know, frustrating at times, but I don't think it creeps into this locker room. I think we just regroup at the end of the year, you know, and then, you know, focus on the new year, which is 2017. So, we know we've got a good team, and now it's about putting it together and hopes of, you know, getting back to NFC Championship and winning.
Mark Murphy brought up the notion of maybe going 177 miles over to Minnesota. The players think about that at all?
I was just focused with getting through day one of training camp. But I think more so than anything, no matter where the Super Bowl's at, it's just about it's every team's goal of reaching the Super Bowl. You know, in our defensive meetings, we start off, Mike being Mike, you know, we start off, you know, with the slides, you know, be the best defense and, you know, win the Super Bowl. So I think it starts with there no matter where it is, whether it was in Denver a couple years ago, Arizona. I don't even know where it was last year. So, I mean, that's our ultimate goal.
Clay, is there pressure on you and Nick to stay healthy and be at your best, considering there's no Daytona, there's no Julius, and the depth is pretty improved behind you guys?
Well, you know, I think obviously they expect us to be out there each and every week. And, you know, as I've said before, our position is pretty volatile. And unfortunately, we've had, you know, a few injuries throughout our careers. But in focusing on now, we both feel real good. We feel comfortable with where we're at, where we came in at camp, and, you know, our overall health right now. So, but they're counting on us, you know, to get after the quarterback. You know, you know, our playing time is going to be up there as far as, you know, how it was early in my career, you know, I'm sure with Nick's as well. So we're looking forward to it, though. We're looking forward to, you know, being the guys as you know, we've been called upon, especially Nick, after taking a big step last year. So, you know, we expect big things this year.
Do you like some of the changes on defense, some of the people they've added, some of the things they've done?
Of course. Love all the changes. As long as we're winning, I'm happy.